3, 2, 1, you.
Welcome to our encore show for today, young people. It is the 11th of October, and I want to, at this particular juncture, thank my friend and brother, Dennis Brecke, in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, for another big, beautiful package of Cuckoo Coffee Company coffee, baby. This is roasted on the 25th of September. The Cuckoo Coffee Company there in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, as run by Dennis. Man, this stuff smells beautiful, Dennis. I can't wait to get into it. Is this whole bean or is it ground? It's probably ground. In the future,
Phil, hold on for a minute. The man is giving this to you, gratis. Phil, don't start telling him, hey, by the way, as long as you're sending it to me for free.
Yeah, God, Phil. All right, I'm sorry. I'd be happy to pay for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
Well, anyway, Dennis, thank you very much. It's the Cuckoo Coffee Company, and he's got this special Phil Henry Radio Hall of Fame coffee blend. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Henry. Yeah, that's bitching.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. So thank you, Dennis, for that. I'm going to look forward to having this. It is a beautiful thing. It's also a happy birthday package. Yeah, that's right. September the 1st was my birthday. So, Dennis, thank you. And if you guys are looking for a flavorful roast, my brother Dennis has it there at the Cuckoo Coffee Company in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. And also, I think he's online, too. Is he online? Well, anyway, Cuckoo Coffee Company, C-U-C-K-O-O. I don't even know how to spell.
Let me do it.
C-U-C-K-O-O.
Cuckoo.
No, Cuckoo. Cuckoo Coffee Company, you cuckoos. All right, on today's show, folks, we have one here with Ted Bell, Chef Carl Cedilli, and Rudy Canoza as they review the new bar menu at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Here it is.
Table 6, that'll be over there.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
You're on right now. Oh. Come on. Hey everybody, it's Ted Bell here. Come on into Ted to Beverly Hills. We've got the new Ted cocktails, the Tedlet. We've got the Planter's Ted. We've got the Bloody Ted. We've got the Ted Mule. And we have the Mexican Ted along with the Moscow Ted.
Yeah. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
And it's Ted Bell here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. And we're here to... enjoy Ted's... sponsorship of our show. Thank you very much, Ted, for being with us.
I got to ask you, did that go out when me told said that that guy?
When you said what?
You said that there was a... I said there was a guy here at Table 7 that was a pain in the ass, Phil. Did that go out on the air? I've got to know.
Yeah, it did, Mr. Bell, but we'll edit it out.
Okay, thank you. I got to... Because I can't have that. You know what I'm saying, Phil?
No, I understand. You've got a, you've got a reputation.
I can't have me calling people pains in the ass out over the live podcast airwaves.
All right, all right, cut here, bud. Yeah. Okay, but we're talking here to Ted Bell.
Well, you don't want to say okay, but say okay. We're talking.
You're right.
2, 3, go.
Okay, we're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Real good, Ted. And thanks for joining us. I know that we want to talk to you about the new lineup you have, new cocktail lineup you have at Ted's.
Yeah, Phil, as I mentioned, we've got the new, we have the Tedlet, Planter's Ted, the Ted Island Iced Tea, the Boiler Ted, and the Pina Tedlata. And the reason why we are rolling out these new cocktails is we wanted to kind of jazz up the bar. We do have sports in our sports bar, but we want this to be a place that is... the people come to for what they used to call the happy hour. We call it the Ted hour, or the bell hour, Chef Cedilli.
It's called the bell hour. So.
Okay, so it's come on in for the bell hour, and have yourself a good time. So if I were to say to you, come in for the bell hour, what would you say?
I'd say it's happy hour time.
No. See, that's the thing. We don't want you. You would say, oh, drinks are half price.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Phil, come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's the bell hour. Starts at 5.
Okay, let's... drinks are half price.
Well,
so I think he wants it to be more enthusiastic.
Hey, I hear that the bell hour started over at Ted's.
Hey, man, drinks are half price. Let's go.
That's okay. It's better.
It's better, Phil. But,
how do you want people to react to that?
Real enthusiasm, Phil. In other words, hey, listen, because what we're offering, Phil, are drinks that are at half price. We're talking about all the drinks, well drinks, and the top shelf stuff, okay?
Oh, so the top shelf drinks, such as Patron tequila, that kind of thing?
Yeah. half price, okay? So in other words, what I'm saying is, I'm rolling the dice here, Phil. I'm laying it out on a chopping block. I'm saying, see it, have yourself a good time. You see what I'm saying?
So, right. So you're taking it. Are you losing money?
I wouldn't say we're losing money so much as we're taking a financial risk every time you go half off on all drinks, including top shelf stuff.
So if I come in and I order a Don Julio, and you
order, what do you have? You have that. By the way, it's called a Mexican Ted, not a Mexican Mule.
You said it could be a Ted Mule.
Yeah, that's right. The kid's right. It's also a Ted. So if you ordered a Ted Mule.
What if I ordered a Ted Mule?
You'd get, well. So you have to order a Mexican Ted. And you'll suddenly know it has tequila in it.
It has tequila in it.
You want to swallow? Don't, you know what? Excuse me for just a minute, Phil. Don't ever tell me to swallow. You know? I'm sorry. So the Ted, the Mexican Ted is tequila.
All right, so if I order a Mexican Ted, and let's say I'm stupid and I order it with Don Julio and ginger beer.
Why do you call it stupid?
Because I don't believe in wasting good tequila on a mixed drink like that. I would rather just drink, I'd probably mix it with Ornitos or something.
Oh, well, get away, chef. We got ourselves a real... Oh, wow. Real connoisseur, huh?
No, I'm not a real I'm just saying I'd rather not throw away money.
It's half off. Half off. Understand? Phil, you can order the top shelf stuff.
Okay, all right. Sorry. So if I get a
what'd you say?
I said okay. So if I get a, I'd like to get a Ted, a Mexican Ted, please, with Don Julio Blanco tequila.
You got it half price.
Which is what?
About $25.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm kidding around. No, it'd probably be around, half off. It'd be about $7.
Wow, $14 for a...
Well, what do you think, Phil? You're not going to walk into my place and say, yeah, give me a Don Julio and some ginger beer. Why don't you get me a Don Julio, Ted, and then befoul it with ginger beer and make it even worse by squeezing some lime juice into it, swirl it all around, and then sit it in front of me and go, have fun. You know?
Well, if that's my choice, though.
Yeah, that's your choice. Okay, but Phil, the Don Julio and ginger beer... It's going to be a lot of money. That's $14, $15 drink, maybe even $20. What are you looking at? I don't know. I don't know. You're from America, right? Don't be funny, man. I'm joking around. So, yeah, Phil, so you come on in for a Mexican Ted. It's going to cost you $7. All drinks, half off.
I got it. Okay. And by the way, this is a dumb... What, bud?
Yeah, what about that brandy, that King Louis, it's $150?
What about it?
Is that half off?
Oh, man. I mean, technically, are you kidding me or something, Phil?
No, I'm not. You said all drinks are half off. If I order some of that King Louis stuff, that really rare, whatever the hell that is, what is that stuff, bud?
Yeah, it's kind of like a brandy or something.
Now, Phil, it's a Remy Martin, Tony, Louis XIII. It goes for about, there's a small bottle that goes for $7. The big one is again for about $4,000. You got to be kidding me. Why would I kid? Would I kid you? No.
So if I order that, what's that per shot?
Well, that's a $200 shot, okay? So half off, $100. Have fun.
Are you actually going to be serving up shots like that, half off?
Oh, Jesus. Phil, what you're doing is you're encouraging your listeners to come in here, and now you're hanging a sign over my ass, Phil. It says open for business.
Oh, come on, Ted.
Well, are you kidding me? Are you talking? You talking serious? That's a $200 shot of booze.
All right. Okay. I'm just curious. When you talk about a happy hour,
it's not called a happy hour. It's called the bell hour. Hey, it's bell hour down at Ted's Beverly Hills.
Yeah, but do people even know what that means?
I'm thinking the same thing. Do you have? Is there advertising?
What do you think? Is there advertising?
I know you're doing it on this show. Are you doing it anywhere else?
Doing what anywhere else?
Are you letting people know?
Oh, no, it's the bell hour. We're talking about it here on the paid segment here in the world famous Phil Henry Show. Chef Chedilia is here with me, and we're very happy to let people know. So come on in for the bell hour. Remember, that's the bell hour. Ted doesn't want to call it happy hour. Please don't call it happy hour.
Well, what if people are bound to slip?
No, they're not going to slip. I don't want anybody calling it happy hour. Please, okay?
Or what? Yeah, that sounds like a threat.
No, it's not a threat.
Okay, but so if I come in and I go, hey, is it happy hour? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it bell hour?
Yes, if you're trying to piss me off. Well, what, are you trying to piss me off?
No, I'm not trying to piss you off, but somebody's bound to make that mistake.
Well, now that you're on your show, Phil, telling everybody in the world that's exactly what's going to happen. Now that you're on your show, Phil, telling... That's exactly what's bound to happen, okay? Phil, try to remember and tell your audience, okay, that it's the Bell Hour. Phil?
What?
Tell the audience.
Oh, hey, folks, remember when you go into Ted's... When is the Bell Hour?
Every Friday and Saturday night, the Bell Hour.
Remember when you go... What time?
The Bell Hour starts at... What is it? It goes at 5, it goes all to the 7.
Oh, so it's a two-hour happy hour.
Bell Hour, okay? The Bell Hour, Phil.
I'm sorry. So, folks, don't forget to go on to Ted's of Beverly Hills Friday and Saturday night for the Bell Hour, 5 to 7. And
you got people calling up and want to know what it is.
You got people calling up. We're just explaining it.
How is that possible, Bud, when I'm on the air right now telling people what it means?
I can't. You're...
Yeah, go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this the Phil Henry Show?
Yes, sir.
Yes, what is the Bell Hour? Because it...
Sir, this is Ted Bell. You don't know what the Bell Hour is. We've been talking about it. Bell Hour is a happy hour.
No, it's the Bell Hour. It's the Bell Hour. So
the Bell Hour is what used to be called the happy hour.
No, it's not used to any... Please, sir, understand. It's the Bell Hour.
Well, what is it?
You get drinks half off.
Oh, like it's...
Don't do it, sir.
It's like happy hour. Ooh.
You're right, sir. It's like happy hour. All right, so Ted, thank you very much for that. We got that cleared up. Not.
Well, Phil, you know, I want to call it the Bell Hour, and I want that to be pressed into the brains of your listeners. It's the Bell Hour. And when you go, oh, it's happy hour, no, it isn't. It's the Bell Hour. Now, how many times am I going to tell you this? People got to have a frame of reference, you know? You know, Chef Chedelia, just because you think you can kick my ass, I already kicked your ass. I beat your ass with a serving tray. Is that it?
Are you guys there?
Yeah, I'm here. Come on, this program to get humiliated.
I'm not trying to humiliate you. What we're trying to do is we're trying to promote your business, Ted.
All right, I'm sorry.
Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And so the Bell Hour is going to have some very special drinks there in the Prime Rib Room. Right, Ted?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Phil. The Prime Rib Room is where Rudy Canoza holds forth with some of the fantastic cocktails. The Moscow Teds, the Mexican Teds, the Ted Thai, Bloody Teds, and the Ted Toritas, which is something that we have, you know, we're very, very proud of this. This is the Margarita. What did I call that?
It's called the Margarita.
That's right, the Margarita. It's a margarita, but it's got a twist of something a little different, something a little bit different that I think people are going to very much enjoy.
Well, what is that?
What?
What is the different thing?
Well, we're gonna try it with orange juice or something. I don't know. Yeah, it'll be a margarita with orange juice. So,
orange juice?
Yes, Phil. You don't have to go orange juice. What you've just done is driven away probably 20 customers just by that outburst.
Why would you say that, Ted? It sounds very unusual, orange juice.
Whether it's unusual or not, you going orange juice probably just cost me 20 to 30 customers. They heard you, the shocked tone in your voice. It sounds as if I've got botulism here.
Sir, I think you're overreacting to that.
No, I would appreciate it, Chef Chedelia, if you would take my side, okay? Well, I'm not going to take your side, but you're acting as if you got your finger up your own ass. Boy, oh boy.
Ted Bell.
I'm Phil Henry.
Ted Bell is my guest here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the new revamped bar, the bar menu. And Rudy Canoza is going to join us right now from the Ted's of Beverly Hills Prime Rib Room. Rudy, you are the bartender. Tell me about some of these new cocktails.
Well, it's something that we're very interested in. Because I said to Ted, you know, we need to update the sound and the feel of the Prime Rib Room. And I said, the first thing we need to do, if you're going to call every drink, if you don't name every drink after you, let's start talking about drinks that people like. So we have the Mexican Ted, we have the Moscow Ted, we have the Margarita Ted, we have the, as you know, we've already got the Tedlet.
Don't forget the Tedlet, because,
yeah, no, we won't forget the Tedlet. And he has the phone.
I know that, but I just don't like anyone yanking the...
I'm talking right now, Ted. I'll give it back to you. Because I'm part owner in the Prime Rib Room. See, that's the thing.
He rubs at my face in that, Phil. He takes my face and he sticks it right into it and goes, take a good deep whiff, you know?
What?
Because he owns part of the Prime Rib Room.
I own a majority of Prime Rib Room, okay? And it's one of the best bars in town. The reason for this is because we are creative with our cocktails. And also, you talk about the Louis XIII. Yes, it's $200 for a shot. Yes, it is half off during
the bell hour.
Yeah, it's half off at the bell hour. I'm sorry.
I got to interrupt. You're the bartender. You don't even know it's called the bell hour? You're the bartender.
Would you get some water or something to hydrate your voice? It is the bell hour, Phil, yes.
Thank you.
It's the bell hour. So we have a mixture of great cocktails.
Now, what about the finger food or the bar food?
Yeah, we have the usual, you know, the miniature chickens. We now are featuring from 5 to 6 Ted Chowder. And,
man, I don't like that at all. What's wrong with it? I don't like it. This is not the time to start arguing about it. We're on the air promoting the restaurant. Oh, my God.
Okay, it's all right. That's all right, Ted. So tell me again, Rudy, it's called what?
It's called the Ted Chowder. We have the Ted Chowder, and we have the Smoked Ted.
That one I probably should rename. I have a Smoked Ted, you know. Well, what are you smiling at?
Okay, so you've got the Ted Chowder, Smoked Ted.
Here goes Henry.
Well, it's funny, Ted. Okay.
And by the way, Rudy, please, the bell hour.
I called it the bell hour. I didn't
hear it.
It's the bell hour. So we have, in addition to these great cocktails, we have the Ted Chowder. We have the Ted Gumbo. Then we have the Seafood Ted. And
the Seafood Ted.
Yeah, it's the gumbo.
Gumbo, okay.
We have Chicken Fried Ted.
And what is Chicken Fried Ted?
Chicken. It's basically a chicken steak.
It's called chicken fried because it's fried.
They got it.
Well, I'm making sure they get it.
Okay, and what else?
We have cocktail Teds. We have the Ted Weenies. We have the...
What are Ted Weenies?
Cocktail Weenies. Only we call them Ted Weenies. You see? Dory,
wanted to call it, somebody with a smart ass in the kitchen wanted to call it the Ted Weeners.
I thought that was funny.
I didn't think it was funny at all.
All right, so if I may make a comment here, I want to say something. Go ahead, Margaret.
Oh, yeah, right, Phil. You just cede the floor to her.
I want to say this. This sounds like a recipe for disaster. It sounds like a recipe for people making fun of you, Ted, mocking your restaurant, mocking your menu, and mocking you. Cocktail Teds, Ted Franks, Chicken Fried Ted, and Ted Chowder.
Yeah, especially Ted Chowder. That sounds...
Sounds like what?
See, I was going to warn you about this.
What does it sound like?
It's Ted Chowder sounds chowed. You know, it sounds like chowdilia.
Now, what about that?
Okay, I think I know what Bud's saying. Never mind, Bud.
Yeah, but I...
Never mind, Bud. You heard what the man said. All right, so come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's the Bell Hour, 5 to 6 Friday and Saturday nights.
That's right, Phil. And come on in and get yourself the new Marguerite Ted, the Tedlets, the Rusty Ted, and there's also the Ted Nail, if you want to, you know. We also, for the kids, we have the Ted, we have the Shirley Bell, and we have the Ted Rogers.
Okay.
Is he laughing?
It sounds like he is.
I'm not laughing.
Okay. And then, of course, come on in for our finger food, for our bar food. Order off the menu there, our great bar food, the Ted Chowder, Chicken Fried Ted, and Dirty Ted.
And what is Dirty Ted?
Dirty...
It's dirty rice, okay?
I don't want you to say that. Every time you say it, it makes...
People got to know what they're ordering, Ted, when you say Dirty Ted.
So let them guess. They can... So what? Why, what are you saying?
If I order something called Dirty Ted, I'm afraid of what it is I'm going to get. I agree.
Oh, my God. What do you think? They're bringing my steamed underwear to you?
What does it mean, man?
You've heard of dirty rice.
Yes.
That's what it is.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Phil, for a great rollout here at this promotion.
I'll do it. Tim Feller was perfectly fine. I think you asked questions that you should ask.
Yes, he did.
He asked questions that he should ask. And we're very sorry that... Don't forget to come into the Prime Rib Room for a happy and not happy hour.
It's called the Bell Hour.
Bell Hour. Come in for the Bell Hour. Half off, and you get the Bell Chowder.
Ted Chowder.
Ted Chowder, I'm sorry. You also get Bell Fried Ted. Or I'm sorry. You get Ted Fried... Ted Fried Bell?
It's Chicken Fried Ted. God damn.
Chicken Fried Ted. And Ted and the French Teds.
The hell are French Teds? French fries?
Yes, French fries.
Yeah, what about it?
French Ted's. Okay, thanks, Ted. Good luck.
Yeah, you don't care. You don't care if I rot in the...
Well, you laughing, Phil. Oh, who isn't going to laugh? Ted Chowder. You know what, Ted? I'm going to be there, man, with bells on, Jack. We're going to bring the whole staff in. We'll have 2-3 tables. Everybody is going to belly up to the bar. You'll make a fortune. Don't worry about it, Ted. All right, coming up, we got Jeff Dowder, who remembers the band. What is it?
Yeah, he remembers Bow Wow. Or Bow Wow Wow.
Yes, Bow Wow Wow.
Bow Wow Wow. I remember Bow Wow Wow.
Well, guess what?
Let me guess. The French?
It's the French pronunciation in the better circles.
Okay. Anyway, Jeff Dowder on with the news of, what is he going to talk about?
Just the fact that a lot of people don't remember them and should.
Okay. The band Bow Wow Wow, coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, that was great, Phil. The band Bow Wow Wow, coming up on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Miss Henry.
The band Bow Wow Wow, coming up on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, all right.
Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. I know you're going to enjoy our bell hour. I know you're going to enjoy all of our new cocktails, everything from the Marguerite Ted to our Tedlet to our Long Island Iced Ted. You're going to love it all at Ted's in Beverly Hills, and you're going to love the new food that we have, our new bar food at Ted's in Beverly Hills, including the chicken fried Ted and, yes, Ted Chowder, okay? It's really, I got to say something. You know, I spend a lot of money on the filth.
Come into Ted's of Beverly Hills today. Get some Ted Chowder. Yeah.
And while you're on the subject, get a backstage pass.
Oh, thanks a lot, Phil. Use this as a cheap pitch.
That's right. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com for a month or for a year and hear everything that Ted Bell has ever done on our airwaves, either on our digital show or our radio show. Hear the entire Ted Bell collection.
Yeah. What about that, Mr. Bell?
Yeah, I like that. I like it a lot.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's the greatest value online other than porn or Ted Chowder.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Jeff Dowder is joining us. Jeff, Jeff is the drummer for Dark Horse. I think that's probably his the thing that he's mostly known for. Jeff has also spent some time as a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. Jeff, you're a well-traveled guy.
You know, I've tried to get around in my life and my times, Mr. Henry, because I'm sort of interested in a lot of different things that I do.
All right, so you are remembering the band Bow Wow Wow?
Bow Wow Wow is a band...
Why is it called Bow Wow Wow?
When I've heard of Bow Wow Wow, I've never heard of Bow Wow Wow.
Bow Wow Wow, frankly, Mr. Henry, is more respectful. It is the more continental pronunciation of Bow Wow Wow. But the thing that I really want to say about Bow Wow Wow is that a lot of people don't remember them because there's a hip-hop artist named Bow Wow. And have you heard of him?
I have, yeah. I think everyone's heard of Bow Wow.
Well, I mean, has your husband Frank?
Probably not Frank, no.
Okay, so not everybody's heard of Bow Wow. But I think people have heard of Bow Wow Wow. And,
can we call them Bow Wow Wow just for the purposes of this interview?
Yeah, okay, fine.
All right, well, okay, man. Go ahead. Call him Bow Wow Wow. I don't want to bum you out.
Well, it's just I'm trying to get things right, Mr. Henry. You know, in this day and age, nobody gets anything right. Just trying to do it.
Yes, what about Bow Wow Wow? What about him?
What about Bow Wow Wow? Because when I'm talking about them, if I'm talking to some friends of mine, because I thought they had a really interesting sound, man. They did I Want Candy, but they also did a song called Do You Want to Hold Me, which had a very continental, classic, almost a Brazilian beat. Have you never heard it, Mr. Henry? Huh, Mr. Henry?
Wait a minute, man. What is it called?
Oh, it's called what? Do You Want to Hold Me?
Yeah, Do You Want to Hold Me or something like that.
Got a Brazilian beat, huh?
Yeah, kind of. And it sounded very classically continental.
So can we hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, here's a little bit right here. Yeah, here we are, here. Yeah, see that? That's very classic, you know.
I remember this band. I like this song.
I think it's good too. Bow Wow Wow.
Yeah.
Alright, so then we need to pot out of that, man. Otherwise, we're going to get into a copyright problem. So that song is called what?
Yeah, it's a song called Do You Want to Hold Me, okay? By Bow Wow Wow. And I think that...
Let me ask you, Chris, what's the point in calling them Bow Wow Wow if their name is Bow Wow Wow and you're trying to make sure that nobody confuses them with Bow Wow?
What? Say that again, man.
He said, why not call them Bow Wow Wow, which is what they're called, instead of Bow Wow Wow, because...
Yeah, for the very reason, man. People confuse them with Bow Wow.
Who's this Bow Wow again?
Bow Wow's a hip-hop guy.
Bow Wow is a hip-hop. I might have known. All right, so what, man? Who's going to confuse those people with Bow Wow?
Nobody, but the problem is that Bow Wow Wow, people have practically forgotten Bow Wow Wow. And I don't think that they should. I think Bow Wow Wow has been a major musical influence. You know, and I think that what we need to do is remember bands like Bow Wow Wow, and so that we don't forget them because of Bow Wow.
Look at man, I haven't heard Bow Wow Wow mentioned. Some respect.
Have some respect, Mr. Henry.
I'm having respect. I'm not going to call him Bow Wow Wow. I haven't heard of Bow Wow Wow in a number of years. I like that song. I like the band. I think their videos were cool. I thought she was cute. Who's her lead singer?
Her name is Mary Brown. I'm just kidding. Her name is Annabella Lynn. And Malcolm McLaren, the same guy that managed the Sex Pistols, but put them together.
Oh, okay, so they were a creation of his.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's great. I think the song is great. I do think they bear remembering. Well, they haven't broken up, have they?
No, but I mean, every time people, they'll say, yeah, Bow Wow. Yeah, you know.
Oh, I don't think so, man.
Oh, really?
I don't think anybody's going to go Bow Wow, yeah. Well, I've totally forgotten about Bow Wow Wow. Oh, man. Well, Phil, you find it funny, but it is memorable.
Yeah, Mr. Ray, that's the whole point, to call them Bow Wow Wow.
Yeah, I think of people who call them Bow Wow Wow, you know.
I think you're full of crap, and I think you know it, and I think people will remember Bow Wow Wow. Look, when are they going to gig? They ought to be coming around town or something, right?
What?
Shouldn't they be like in L.A. or someplace gigging? I don't know. When's their next show?
I just looked online. It says, according to this, on February the 8th, they're going to be at the Whiskey a Go-Go in L.A. Bow Wow Wow Wow.
When?
February 8th.
Yeah, here it is. 6 to 10, February the 8th. Whiskey a Go-Go. Bow Wow Wow or Bow Wow Wow. Bow Wow Wow at the Whiskey a Go-Go on Sunset.
All right, there you go. February.
Yeah, is that good enough for you?
Well, at least they're going to be in... Yeah, I think I'll go see them, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you and a bunch of other 65-year-old, you know, punkers and stuff.
Hey, now all of a sudden you're putting them down for being old. Is that it, man? Look, the music's the music. I'll go see them. I'll support them. It just, if for no other reason, the people won't confuse them with Bow Wow. And I won't call them Bow Wow Wow. It's out of respect, Phil. No, it's not respectful at all. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, also, Mr.
God damn, this has been a noisy show. Noisy, bud.
I'm trying to run the levels the best way that I know how.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved here on Podcast One, y'all. Don't forget to get your Ted Chowder.
God damn.